Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Welcome back. Hey, happy Monday.
Monday and
Monday. What?
February?
February 5th, yeah.
Already.
So we're recording in February.
I know, I understand. Yeah. I get it. But I'm just shocked that January's over.
Yeah.
Been over for a couple of days.
Yeah.
This is birthday month for my daughters have their birthdays in February.
Oh.
Yep.
We have our birthdays in January.
January and February. We just stack them all up and that's it.
That's right.
Okay.
Done for the rest of the year.
So February is also the month that we use for the now famous holiday.
What?
Valentine's Day.
Oh. I didn't know where you were going with that.
The only one I know. Actually, there are two things that happen in February.
What?
One is Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
Everybody gets ready for it. You can't get a reservation in a restaurant.
Right.
On Valentine's Day.
Right.
But it's also Black History Month.
Right. Right.
And so, I think probably spend more time on Valentine's Day than we do on Black History Month.
Unfortunately, right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah, we have the whole month for Black History Month. Mm-hmm. But the first half of the month, at least, is spent focused specifically on that one day.
Yes, it's dedicated to February 14th to show your love for the other.
Well, and in that spirit, I suppose this week we're going to spend this whole week talking about relationships.
Right, but we should devote some time to Black History Month
some
point.
Maybe we'll do that next
February.
Week.
Right.
Maybe we can do that next week.
So we do want to acknowledge, but we're going to spend this week talking about love,
right?
In preparation for Valentine's Day, which is going to be celebrated next Wednesday,
just to get everybody ready for it.
That's right. That's
right.
So we thought it'd be a good idea to talk about love. It's something that's near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about love and relationships and everything this week, mm-hmm. but we're going to start out today talking about a little bit about the history of Valentine's Day.
Right.
Where does it come from? Why do we celebrate it?
All these days that we have.
Yes.
You know, National Workout Day, National Grandparents Day. And
my favorite is National Pirates Day.
Pirate as in?
Pirate, like in swashbuckling.
The baseball player.
No.
The baseball team.
No, not the baseball team.
You're talking about swashbuckling pirates like we have at Gasparilla.
Yes.
In January.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that's National Pirates Day? There's a National Pirates
Day? I think there's also a National Waffle Day.
Is it really?
Which would be great.
We should probably keep track of those. I know there's a Donut Day, and there's Pie Day
coming
in March, right?
Yeah, March 14th.
Right.
So that would be, that's a great day.
Right. So these days it may be, the cynics around us, mm-hmm. say that all these days are just are ways for people to make money, like card companies and Hallmark cards and all that to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But be that as it may, it's still is an event.
It's still a day that you get in trouble for if you don't give certain people a gift.
You don't have to like it, but if you don't do anything, you're going to be in trouble. So let's
talk about that a little bit.
In that spirit, let's venture forth and talk about love and relationships.
Yeah. So we're going to start out this week with love and relationships, again, talking about a history of Valentine's Day. And we're talking about the history of Valentine's Day really for you, because
for me?
you are a history guy.
You're talking about for me or
for you? Because
you
enjoy history,
context. I like to put everything in a context. You know, Valentine's Day. Why do we have this thing?
Right.
Right? Yep. And whenever I see anything or hear anything, I like to put it in some historical context.
Right. And see,
I appreciate it.
On the other hand,
you don't care.
See it, and I'm like, it doesn't matter where it came from, because if I don't get the right thing, I'm in trouble.
That's right.
Doesn't matter why. It just matters that I'm going to be in trouble.
Every holiday is a pragmatic decision for
that's
you.
That's right.
Right. Just stay out of trouble.
Am I going to get in trouble or am I not going to get in trouble?
Staying out of the doghouse.
That's right.
Okay.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the history today.
Okay.
But it is a fascinating history, because much like most of our holidays, if we're going to grossly refer to it as a holiday, because it's not really a holiday. It's not technically a holy day,
which
is where holiday comes from. It's a day to recognize and to acknowledge and to think about people that we care about.
That's right.
But we should be doing that every day.
And many of our holidays though everybody doesn't like to think about that, many of our holidays have their roots in pagan or or other earlier cultures.
Right. Right. More secular history. Mm-hmm. But and they have been attributed, or there have been people like St. Valentine,
sure,
who has sort of been connected to mm-hmm. some of these holidays or these celebration days, right, recognition days, right, over the years. So, mm-hmm. so yeah. So Valentine's Day started way back with the Romans, right, and there was some of the Greeks talked about this. The idea of love and relationships and, right, and a day to recognize some of these things.
And the Greeks talked about it very early,
right,
maybe earlier than the Romans, perhaps earlier than the Romans. It's hard to really know. But they talked about, they differentiated different types of love, you know,
right,
and like many things, the Greeks talked about it first.
Right.
And they left a written record, which right, also helps. But our journey begins with ancient Rome.
Right.
It begins in ancient Rome. Not when
right,
we talk about ancient Rome, it's before the emperors.
Right.
Before the empire. And so it begins with a holiday
mm-hmm.
called, I wrote it down somewhere.
You wrote it down?
I put my glasses on to read it. Lupercalia, mm-hmm. I think,
yeah,
is how I would pronounce it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lupercalia.
And what is that?
I'm glad that you tried to pronounce it, because I saw it and it was, again, one of those things where
I could get.
I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
Right. And Lupercalia was an interesting holiday. It was done, as many of these holidays were done, it was done in a season of the year. It was
right,
recognized a season.
Mm-hmm.
It was to get the year started, because this
right,
was the beginning of the year. And so what the ancients would do is they would sacrifice a goat and a dog.
Right.
And the goat represented fertility.
Right.
And the dog represented purification.
Right.
I think is how it worked.
Right.
Okay. And they would sacrifice these animals, which is what people did in those years. Everybody
right,
knows that. And then they would take the hides
mm-hmm.
and they would
cut them into strips mm-hmm.
and not use them as whips, but they would rather use them, they would hit people with them, but gently.
Right.
When I first read about this,
an anointment type of thing.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't flogging people.
Right.
They were just touching them with these things. Because what it would do is it would symbolize that we want you to be fertile and we want purification.
Right.
Okay. And so this was the beginning of this, that was the beginning of this ancient
right,
holiday.
Right. And that happened in mid-February, somewhere between the 13th right, and the 15th
right,
of February.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was a long time ago.
Right. That's right. That was before the empire.
Right.
Okay. And then along come the emperors.
Right.
And the one who figures most prominently is Claudius II.
Right.
And as luck would have it,
yeah,
he executes two guys.
irony.
I assume this is true.
But, right, right.
You know.
Yeah, we're pulling a lot of this from a fascinating article that was written
right,
in Psychology Today
right,
by a physician.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, and she writes that Claudius II happened to execute two men, both with the name Valentine,
right,
on mm-hmm. the same day, February 14th, in two different years, in the
right,
third century.
Right, so two different years, but just as chance would have it, both named Valentine and both executed on this day.
Right.
Okay.
And so then they started referring to and honoring that day as St. Valentine's Day.
Right. And then when the Christian, because it's third century, that would be the 200s. Okay?
Right.
And in the next century, Christianity became the official religion.
Right.
And so in honor of those
mm-hmm.
Men who were, at least one of them, who was later canonized,
right,
then we began to celebrate St. Valentine's
mm-hmm.
Day, which just happened to coincide with
mm-hmm.
Lupercalia.
Right.
Lupercalia.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're not, no longer are they sacrificing goats and a goat and
right,
a dog and anointing people with their blood.
No. Right. Right.
Which
that's
sounds.
Right.
Man.
I know.
It's like,
it was a different culture.
I'm feeling well today. I'm going to stay home. You guys go
hit with
get the anointment.
Some blood on it.
Yeah.
But the other thing that they did, the other tradition
right,
that was instituted about this time was by Pope Galatius.
Right. So this was a couple hundred years later.
Later,
was in the fifth
hundreds of
century.
Years. So we have this overlap between the pagan holiday and this Saint Valentine's Day.
Right. So there was Lupercalia for a while, and then in the third century, mm-hmm. Then we have the start of Saint Valentine's Day because of Claudius II executing these two men named Valentine. And then a couple hundred years later after that, we have Pope Galatius the First.
Mm-hmm.
Galatius the First.
And they came up, and I didn't know about this. I never knew that this happened, that they would live together for, they would get, people would put their, women would put their names in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
mm-hmm.
And men would pick the names out, and then they would spend a year together.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the year, many of the relationships coalesced, maybe formed, and people would get married.
Right.
You weren't obligated after a year, but many people ended up married. So now we have this romantic addition. So we've gone from the pagan holiday to a Christian holiday, and now all of a sudden this concept of love or marriage or relationships is introduced into that same day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it evolved over several hundred years.
Right.
And it was Galatius the First who combined Saint Valentine's Day with the history of Lupercalia,
right.
And that's where we now we of course don't celebrate Lupercalia anymore. Right. We celebrate Saint Valentine's Day, and as you said, then we have this integration of the relationship aspect of
that's
it
right.
that makes it brought it to right. what we think of more closely to what we think of today.
Mm-hmm. And apparently, this holiday continued to get celebrated in some way.
Right,
we sort of lose track of it, but we do know that by the Middle Ages. The holiday was moving from this this pagan custom to, they sweetened it, so to speak. They made it more gentle, and the love concept, the
right.
relationship concept, right. began to take precedence during the Middle Ages. And then, of course, Shakespeare starts writing about it, who wrote right after at the end of the Middle Ages. And so you have this, again, a new transformation of this holiday being associated with love relationships.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Then
the computer just gave us an announcement. That's what that
noise
was.
What was the announcement?
That it's somebody's birthday tomorrow. I don't know why that's
somebody's like. Birthday tomorrow. What's tomorrow? February 5th.
It'll be February 5th when
okay.
tomorrow. Yeah. So, Abe, when it's recording today, happy birthday, Al.
Is that whose birthday
yeah.
it is? Okay.
My friend Al.
All right.
So we have this progression of how we came to celebrate Valentine's Day on February 14th.
Right.
And so.
And then we get to the Industrial Revolution. We
right.
get up to the 1700s, 1800s, and all of a sudden, card companies begin to mass produce these messages that you can send to your loved ones.
Right.
And that really begins the modern celebration of this holiday with cards.
Right.
And so that's how it becomes a sort. And sweets.
Right.
Chocolates and you know, beverages and
yeah.
things.
And then 1913, of course, Hallmark.
Right.
Started.
That was the big
it was the hallmark of Hallmark.
Right.
And that's, you know, and of course they refer to people often in somewhat of a disparaging way refer to Valentine's Day as a Hallmark holiday.
Hallmark holiday.
But
right.
clearly it was around for a few hundred or maybe 1500 years prior to prior to Hallmark even being
it's not a recent event.
Right.
And it has its roots in pagan customs, and but here we are.
Right.
In 2018, and we have this upcoming holiday, but now clearly it is a time to express. The expectation is that you're going to express your undying devotion to people close to you.
Exactly. But and it's interesting. She adds in a note here that today Valentine's Day brings in approximately $18 billion a year in sales.
In sales, right.
Holy that's a lot of money.
I can remember when my kids would be dating. I stopped making reservations long ago because it's so difficult. You have to do it weeks or months in advance. And we would always get a kick out of it because they would try to make reservations for dinner and couldn't get them because the restaurants are all full. So it's big business now.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. So,
but don't forget it because
you get in trouble.
There is an expectation that something good will happen.
Right. Okay. Now, in this article, and we're not going to get into it today, but in this article, she goes on to, the author goes on to talk about different types of love.
And I think that's worth looking at.
Right.
You know, we're gonna post this article, but the Greeks differentiated seven types of love.
Right.
And I think that is one of the nuggets of this piece, is besides the history lesson, it's these seven types of love, because we've simply expanded on those over the past 2,000 years.
Right, right. And we're not getting into them today because we have a couple of other podcasts that we're going to do this week that talk about, well, the one we're going to do tomorrow talks about the difference between romantic love, true love, and committed love.
Right.
And we're going to kind of get into that tomorrow.
We'll talk about some of these as we go along.
Absolutely. Right. So,
okay.
All right. So that's it for today.
Good.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.